Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 3 of the Monday edition. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. So, a little good news for once. We had some depressing news to start the show out with Washington, D.C. looking to just crack down and destroy more freedoms with their silly legislation they're going to be passing this week. Of course, you can go to downsizedc.org to put a stop to it, hopefully. So that was bad enough news, but there's a little bit of good news. And, of course, it's nestled amongst bad news. The 700-mile border fence that they're proposing.
Right.
Hasn't been passed yet. I guess the House passed it. Now it's looking, the Senate is looking at this. Well, apparently there's going to be a bit of a hole in this fence. Did you know about that, Mark?
I didn't know that they were going to put a hole in it.
No, it's apparently a 75-mile hole, according to the New York Times. The Senate's expected to vote on legislation Wednesday to build a double-layered 700-mile-long fence on the Mexican border, a proposal already approved by the House. If the fence is built, however, it could have a long gap, about 75 miles, at one of the border's most vulnerable points. Why? Because of opposition from the Indian tribe there.
Huh.
Yes, the only people who are going to actually come to the defense of freedom, apparently, in America, are those, or at least on the border issues, are those who were, well, who had their freedom destroyed so long ago, the American Indians. More illegal immigrants are caught and die trying to cross into the United States in and around the Tohono O'odham Indian Territory, or O'odham, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, which straddles the
Arizona. Heard of them.
The Arizona border, more than in any other spot in the state. Tribal leaders have cooperated with Border Patrol enforcement, but they promise to fight the building of a fence out of environmental and cultural concerns. For the Tohono, O'odham, which means desert people, the reason is fairly simple. For generations, their people and wildlife they revere have freely crossed the border. For years, an existing 4-foot-high cattle fence has had several openings, essentially cattle gates that tribal members use to visit relatives and friends, take children to school, and perform rites on the other side. This was stunning information to me, Mark.
It's by law they have to have these, the border has to be porous.
Pretty much. I'm O'odham first and American and Mexican second or third, said Ramon Valenzuela as he walked his two children to school through one gate, 2 miles from his O'odham village in Mexico. But the pushed-up bottom strands of the cattle fence and surrounding desert littered with clothing, water jugs, and discarded backpacks testify to the growth in illegal immigrant traffic, which surged here after a Border Patrol enforcement squeeze in California and Texas in the mid-1990s. Crossers take advantage of a remote network of washes and trails, and sometimes Indian guides, to reach nearby highways bound for cities across the country. Tribal members who once gave water and food to the occasional passing migrant say they become fed up with groups of illegal immigrants breaking into homes and stealing food, water, and clothing, and even using indoor and outdoor electrical outlets to charge cell phones. With tribal police...
Hold on, these people going across the border are charging their cell phones?
Seems a little hard to believe.
It's a little strange, okay.
That's what they're claiming, though.
Well, I bet that's what's happening,
and,
too.
Of course, if it was legal for these individuals, which is the way it used to be, it was legal for everybody to come here,
mm-hmm.
If it was legal for these people to come here, they wouldn't have to be littering things everywhere. They wouldn't have to be making a mess. There wouldn't be stealing and theft going on, because they'd be able to come across on their own. On their own time, when they were ready, they wouldn't be having to pay thousands of dollars to a coyote in order to get them across. So I feel bad they're being their properties being destroyed, but really they should blame the government more than anything else. With tribal police, health, and other services overwhelmed by illegal immigration, the Indians welcomed National Guard members this summer to assist the Border Patrol here. The tribe, after negotiations with the Department of Homeland Security, also agreed to a plan for concrete vehicle barriers at the fence, and the grading of the dirt road parallel to it for speedier Border Patrol and tribal police access. The Indians also donated a parcel this year for a small Border Patrol substation and a holding pen. So they're cooperative, but not totally. Tribal members, however, fearing the symbolism of a solid wall and concern about the free range of deer, wild horses, coyotes, Jackrabbits and other animals they regard as kin said they would fight the kind of steel-plated fencing that Congress has in mind and that has slackened the crossing flow in previous hotspots like San Diego. Verlin Jose, a member of the Tribal Council representing Board of Villages, says animals and our people need to cross freely. In our tradition, we are taught to be concerned about every living thing as if they were people. We don't want that wall. The federal government, the trustee of all Indian lands, could build the fence here without tribal permission, but that option is not being pressed because officials said it might jeopardize the tribe's cooperation on smuggling and other border crimes.
Hmm.
So they're not pushing it with the tribe. We rely on them for cooperation and intelligence and phone calls about illegal activity as much as they depend on us to respond to calls, said a spokesperson for the Border Patrol, who described overall relations as getting better and better. The Tohono number more than 30,000, including more than 14,000 on the Arizona Tribal Territory and 1,400 in Mexico. Building a fence,
so they're mostly Americans.
Mostly. Building a fence would impose many challenges apart from the political difficulties. When steel fencing and other resources went up in California and Texas, migrant traffic shifted to the rugged terrain here, and critics say more fencing will simply force crossers to other areas without the fence, well, of course, or under it, as evidenced by the growth in the number of tunnels discovered near San Diego. The shift in traffic to more remote, treacherous terrain has also led to hundreds of deaths of crossers, including scores on tribal land here. The effort to curtail illegal immigration has proved especially difficult on the Tohono Nation, whose 2.8 million acres, about the size of Connecticut, make it the second largest in the area. These guys have a significant portion of land.
Yeah, I guess they do.
And essentially, they're going to refuse this particular fence. And it makes me wonder when, I mean, this is a New York Times article, a lot of people are going to read this, when the xenophobes, when the border control freaks out there come across this information, and if you're hearing it now for the first time, what do you think about these Indians? Are you is there going to be a new war on Indians in America because these guys are holding back progress on your border fence, on your precious border fence? Are you going to come in there and set their Indian ranch on fire so you can run them out of the area and build your precious fence?
Well, most of our particular border control advocates that listen to our show aren't big drug warriors. So the reason that the government doesn't want to screw with the Tohono, is that right? The Indians here. Tohono?
Yeah.
Tohono Indians here is because they need to be able to bargain with them on issues like drug control, smuggling, that kind of thing. So they're going to, you know, they're not going to put up the fence because they needed to handle that issue. So our listeners, in all likelihood, it would seem to me, that aren't big drug warrior advocates would say, put the fence up anyway.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, and in that case, who knows what these guys will do? And who knows how conflicted things will get down there in the Tohono area? Because these people appear to have some sort of level of freedom that the rest of us don't. Maybe it's simply because they've stood up for it for so long. I mean, they have the ability. I was shocked when I saw this. They have the ability to cross the border without saying hi to the Border Patrol, without asking for permission, without stopping and having themselves searched or anything like that. There's just open spaces where they just go across. They go and visit family and friends in the Mexican side, then they come back to the American side, and who's harmed by this? I mean, is this a big problem? What's the big deal here? Obviously, it works for them. Why can't it work for the rest of us?
Yeah, how come they can cross freely across the border every day, and, it's such a big deal for other people?
That's not to suggest that they shouldn't be able to cross freely. It's just to point out that it works for them. Just as it would work for all of us. There's not a problem with immigrants coming to the United States. The problem is with the government programs. The problem is with government redistribution of wealth, like welfare and these things that everybody's concerned the immigrants are going to get their hands on. The problem is that those programs exist in the first place. Well, just this year, the Tribal Council adopted a law barring the harboring of illegal immigrants in homes, a gesture to show that it's taking a zero-tolerance stand, said one of the tribal chairwomen. Two members of the chairwoman's family have been convicted of drug smuggling in the past several years, and she said virtually every family had been touched by drug abuse, smuggling, or both. Now, why is it that the Indians are getting involved in smuggling? Well, it's because of poverty and unemployment. And why is it that they're so poor and unemployed? Well, that has to do with the government again. The federal government and the Bureau of Indian Affairs are really the ones that are strangling the Indian tribes. More coming back. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with a brand new Shriner. Her name is Jen. And you can see her picture right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. Actually, you can just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to the Shrine. She is our newest member of the Shrine. We had a second picture that we were going to add to the Shrine until I realized that it was a fake.
A fake?
Yeah.
Can you believe somebody would fake us, try to fake us out?
They try from time to time, and we typically catch them. But sometimes they'll slip through and make it in, and then somebody will point out, they'll find out after the fact, after we've added the picture to the Shrine, thinking it was a real lady. Somebody will point out later on, they'll find the original picture on the internet that somebody had taken and modified and then resubmitted to us as the so-called Shriner.
It does happen.
And when that happens, we demote that particular entry to what we call the Hall of Shame. This particular picture never made it to the Shrine.
Wait a second, does the new girl not have a shirt on?
She doesn't have a shirt on.
Oh my God.
But there is coverage there.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got a sign covering up the special areas.
Darn shame.
Well, anyway, you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And when you look at the Hall of Shame, you'll see our new entry down there. Her name was Allie, supposedly. And it's a really great fake.
Uh-huh.
But there's a couple of, I don't know, if I should I give tips to the fakers?
No, hell
okay,
no.
Okay, I won't give tips to the fakers.
You know, I was totally fooled.
Are
I
you?
Wanted Allie to be so real.
Because she's hot.
Well,
that's why you wanted her to be real.
But I looked at that thing, and it looked so real to
and
me.
It's a big picture, too. It's a big picture, so you think, man, that's so big, it must be an original shot. I mean, when they're doing a Photoshopped version of a Shriner, it's easier to work with smaller pictures because there's less pixels to change and that sort of thing. So the bigger the picture is, the more it seems to be real. But if you look very closely at that picture, you look on the left side of the sign that she's holding. Look underneath her thumbnail,
uh-huh.
And you'll have to zoom in on it, I think. I don't know if you can see it. Anyway, you'll see lines there.
Oh, lines on the sheet of paper.
Six lines on that sheet of paper,
uh-huh.
That just start for like a centimeter, and then they just cut off, where the guy took the white paintbrush and just painted over whatever the original sign said. So we caught you, and you made it to the Hall of Shame as a result of that. But Jen is for real. You know how you can tell, beyond the fact that it just looks like a real picture?
Well,
if you zoom in... you can see she's got, or you look carefully, she's got a homemade Free Talk Live hat there that she's wearing, which I think is cool.
Homemade Free Talk Live hat?
Yeah. I know you were distracted by her assets, Mark, so nobody...
I didn't notice the hat.
Yeah, you have to really take the time to look upwards. Anyway, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Look at that.
Hey, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So we're talking about the Tohono O'odham Indian tribe. It's a tribe of Indians I didn't know was even in existence, but they apparently have a plot of land that crosses the border, the southern border. It's in New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
And also in Mexico.
I thought it was in Arizona.
Sorry, I think it's, I thought it was both, but anyway.
Okay, maybe it's right near there.
Well, it crosses over the border. The relevant portion is it crosses their tribal area, crosses the border.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some interesting things that go on as a result of that. They've been cooperating to an extent with the Border Patrol and trying to help them catch the people trying to cross the border. But at the same time, the relationship between the two groups is a little strained. There's some things that they don't really get along with the Border Patrol too well on. And as it turns out, they're opposing the building of this 700-mile fence that Congress wants to build down on the border. And it sounds like they're not going to be building it through the 75-mile stretch of land that is the Tohono Indian tribe territory. So they definitely deserve kudos for standing up to the federal government in this case, because they're the only people that are really standing up to them. Because they can. It's their Indian territory.
Right. And, you know, Indians have a special place in the law as far as their territories goes.
Right.
So
they're being cooperative, but they're also standing up against them. And here's a few more of the conflicts that have gone on here. The Border Patrol and tribal authorities say the increase in manpower and technology, as far as the Border Patrol is concerned, they just opened a substation nearby. Deaths are down slightly as far as crossers, 55 this year compared with 62 last year, and arrests of illegal immigrants in the Border Patrol sectors covering the tribal land are up about 10%. Not that I'm happy about that, I'm just reading the New York Times article here. But the influx of agents, many of whom are unfamiliar with the territory of the Tohono or their ways, has brought complaints that the agents have interfered with tribal ceremonies, entered property uninvited, and tried to block members from crossing back and forth. Because remember, from last segment, these guys can cross the border with no compunction.
They're, right, doesn't matter.
There's several locations within this 75-mile stretch where there's just open open areas, gates, essentially, that they can just walk through. There's no Border Patrol there to check identification.
Now, I've heard of people who live at the northern border, too, that do the same thing. They drive to work in Canada or vice
right.
versa, drive to work in the United States.
Ms. Juan Sanders said helicopters swooped low and agents descended on a recent ceremony, apparently suspicious of a large gathering near the border, and she has complained to supervisors about agents speeding and damaging plants used for medicine and food.
Hmm.
Some traditional and activist tribal members later this month are organizing a conference among eight Indian nations on or near the border to address concerns here and elsewhere. Michael Flores, a tribal member helping to organize the conference, says, quote, "We are in a police state. It's not a tranquil place anymore." Not very happy with his situation there. Mr. Rodriguez acknowledged the concerns, but said agents operated in a murky world where a rush of pickups for from a border village just might be tribal members attending an all-night wake or something else. Quote, agents make stops based on what they see. Sometimes an agent sees something different from what tribal members or others see. Agents, he added, are receiving more cultural training, including a new cultural awareness video just shot with the help of tribal
members.
They
need a little cultural awareness. That's what those agents need. So I'll give them some more cultural awareness classes.
Our relations have come a long way, he said, in the last decade. Mr. Valenzuela said several agents knew him and waved as he traveled across the border, but others have stopped him, demanding identification. Once, he said, he left at home a card that identifies him as a tribal member, and an agent demanded that he go back into Mexico and cross at the official port of entry in Sasabe, 20 miles away. Well, if he doesn't have the card there, how is he going to have more luck at the official point of entry? Anyway, he said, I love this. I told him this is my land, not his, said Valenzuela, who finally was allowed to proceed after the agent radioed supervisors. Valenzuela said he wouldn't be surprised if a big fence eventually went up, but Juan Sanders said she would affirm the tribe's concerns to Congress and the Homeland Security Department. She said she would await final word on the fence and its design before taking action. Members of Congress that she has met said, quote, recognize we pose some unique issues to them, and that was really what we were attempting to do, to educate them to our unique situation. So it'll be interesting to see what develops here with the Tohono Indian Tribe and this border fence. Because, you know, DHS, the Homeland Security Department, is going to want to put this all the way through. And these Indians don't want that to happen.
That's not the original plan, though. That their plan was only to build 700 miles.
I mean, they want to put it all the way through the Indian nation.
They do want to do that. But why would they leave other portions open?
What do you mean? Oh, you mean the rest of the border.
Yeah, there's plenty of open portions. Why here?
Why the partial effort? Not that not that I'm too concerned with it. But anyway, so it'll be interesting to see what happens here, because it sounds like these Indians are willing to fight for their freedom to cross the border. They like the ability. It's critical to them to be able to get across at a moment's notice, so they can visit their friends and family members on the other side.
Yeah.
They have enjoyed the freedom to cross this border for a long time, and this government fence is threatening all of that. We could have a bit of a showdown here.
Yeah, things are going to change. No matter what, things are going to change.
More on the way. Dead Meat's coming up. Your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
Do you need money to help pay for health care costs or to supplement your retirement income? Are you 65 years of age or older and own a life insurance policy with a death benefit of $250,000 or more that's getting too expensive or no longer needed? Are you considering canceling or surrendering your life insurance policy for its cash value? Hermosa Group can evaluate your policy to see if you qualify for a life settlement. A life settlement can generate more money than the surrender value, and you can receive a lump sum payment within 45 days. Having your policy evaluated by Hermosa Group is free, easy, and carries no obligation. All policies qualify. Sell your life insurance policy for a large cash settlement today. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705 to find out how much your policy is worth. Enjoy the benefits of a life settlement from Hermosa Group. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control via the phones, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you with over 130,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting, all kinds of issues, serious stuff, fun times. You'll find them all at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free. bbs.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. Dead Meat in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
It's on your mind, Dead Meat.
I heard all those disturbing stories tonight. I figured I'd add one of my own in there.
All right. It's always disturbing when it comes from you. What's up?
Well, this weekend I actually met a really nice woman. She was a transsexual. She was 27 and works in one of those little special lingerie shops.
Okay.
Uh-huh. How'd you meet her?
Anyway, I'm sorry, go ahead.
How'd you meet her?
On Craigslist.
Okay. And what were you doing on Craigslist that you meet 27-year-old transsexuals that work at lingerie modeling studios?
Looking for a hookup.
Okay, on Craigslist?
See.
Yeah.
A hookup. Now, wait. Now, does that mean you were looking for a prostitute?
No, I don't pay to play.
So really? You're looking to go for free?
Yeah, I do. Kidding me? I don't pay for that crap.
But on Craigslist?
Yeah, there's dating ads on there sometimes. Just encounter ads.
Are they dating ads or are they just out and out, I want to have sex with somebody for free ads?
Both.
Huh. Wow. So really the only problem is when you charge money for it. You can get on and put an advertisement in and tell people you want to have sex with them just as long as you don't charge.
Right, exactly.
Got it. So what happened with this?
Oh, anyway, we got to know each other a little bit better. I asked a few questions and whatnot. Me being the curious person I am, I also asked about, you know, why she did it and how long she's been doing it for. And she actually had over $3,000 worth of surgery done to her face, and she had her Adam's apple removed and has a nice set of breasts.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They feel good, too.
That's great. Fabulous.
Well, anyway, while we were talking about the lingerie shop, I, of course, wanted to ask, you know, because you always hear those stories about them paying off the police and stuff. So I kind of asked a few questions about that, and I guess the going rate these days is $1,500 every other week, and they know 3 weeks in advance about the raid.
Wait, who are they paying?
The police. There's a cop on patrol in the area, and they give him $1,500 every 2 weeks, and he lets them know about any raids or anything that are going on.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So,
wow,
there
that's
you go.
Pretty good pay for him. Jeez. I mean, $36,000 a year just to... Not just to let them know.
Yeah. Just to be on their side.
And that's tax free.
Oh, yeah. You know, so I'm definitely thinking I got into the wrong business.
You should have been a cop, you mean?
I need to make that easy money.
Exactly. So now, did you actually had sexual relations with a transvestite?
More or less, just a little hand, kind of touchy feely deal.
I see. Wow. Well, I guess
I really didn't want to get into it more because.
No, I don't want to get into it more either. I was just curious.
Well, the second night we hung out, she ended up smoking a crack rock. So I was like, I don't want any deal with that.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's not my gig.
Yeah, no matter who it is, if they're smoking a crack rock, it's bad news.
Wait, so that was after the sexual touching?
The first night was we just kind of did a meet and greet.
I see.
The second night we kind of did a little bit of touching, and then that's when she broke out the crack rock.
Whoa.
I was like, no way.
Yeah.
So you asked her to leave at that point?
Oh, no, I left because she had a hotel room watching porn, so I went over there.
Wow.
There's no way I'm going to bring something like that to my house.
You lead an interesting life, Deadmeat. We certainly
I was hoping Mark would join, but he moved.
Yeah, he's no fun anymore.
Yeah.
Can't get him in a hookup.
I'm not really interested in the transvestite crack smoker gal.
It's the crack smoking part that he's not interested in. Thanks for the call, Deadmeat. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
What we do for a living. Holy crap.
Hey, since we're talking about things that are sexual, you've got something about a man who paid a little too much, apparently, for a little bit of sexual activity.
You know, I realize there's no huge issue going on in this, but I do love this. But there's a small issue. From Helsinki, Reuters, for a fee of $32,000, it's way too much for a woman to charge for a man fondling her breasts, according to a Finnish district court. Now, I don't know why Helsinki's division is reporting on what's going on in Finland, but whatever. The court jailed a couple in their 20s for more than a year for charging a 74-year-old man who suffers from dementia a total of 25,500 euros to enjoy the woman's breasts on 10 different occasions. Based on general life experience alone, it is indisputably clear that a...
Helsinki's the capital of Finland.
I thought Helsinki was the capital of Iceland.
No,
that's Reykjavik.
Yeah.
Thanks for the thank you for the correction.
So wait, the old man paid 10 different occasions. He paid 32,000 euros?
No, dollars.
Dollars.
That's the
25,000.
Yeah, $32,000, 25,000 euros.
Got it.
So let's just stick with dollars since that's what we know.
Okay.
Anyway,
was it all up front, or did he pay in installments?
No, this is over time. It was ten different occasions of breast enjoyment, and according to the court, that's just too much. It's disproportionate to the compensation in question. But he said in court in the Coca-Cola, about 300 miles north of Helsinki, that they would not decide the proper financial value of the compensation. So they weren't going to tell you how much it is worth to fondle breasts,
but it's not worth that much.
It's not worth $25,000 or
$32,000.
Well, yeah, it's not worth $3,000 a feel, per session,
right?
And you know, I gotta say, it depends on the breasts. It depends on the person buying. It depends on the person selling.
I gotta say, yeah, I agree with the court at least as far as their opinion. I think it's way too pricey. But I don't agree that it's any of their business whatsoever. I mean, it's so big government to say that, well, we know what the appropriate rate should be for you to charge for these things, and we're going to enforce it via the court of law. Well, if he felt it was worth it, and who cares how demented he is? He obviously has the money. If he felt it was worth it, let the woman or whoever it was it a transvestite or actually a...
No, it was a couple.
I don't know why I have transvestite on the brain now at this point after that call. But this woman was able to make this money off of the guy. That's a market transaction. It was totally voluntary. I have no objection to this at all.
It says the retiree filed charges against the couple who were convicted of extortionate overcharging.
Wait, there was a couple women involved here?
No, it was a couple. It was a man and a woman.
He sold his wife to the old man?
Rented, I think, is probably a better term.
I see.
You know, that's what he charged. That,
okay,
they charged.
So it
was extortionate overcharging, even though he told the court that he had paid the price willingly at the time. So
he had buyer's remorse after the fact.
Really?
It 10 times, dude.
It's kind of a question about dementia, though. I mean, if somebody's demented, are they completely responsible for their actions? I don't know. I mean, there are certainly
people
get taken advantage of.
I understand that, but if somebody's drunk, aren't they still responsible for their actions?
I feel like they are, generally. Yeah.
And he did it once. I could understand if he did. I could understand if he's demented and he did it one time. And do you know how over how long of a period of time this was? These 10 occasions was like 10 weeks.
It doesn't say that. It's a very short article.
He paid one time. He paid $3,020 or whatever one time to fondle this woman's breast.
Right.
For however long a period of time it was, and for $3,000 it should have been all year. But for however long the time,
including your yard getting mowed.
Yeah. For however long that time period was, it stopped at some point, and he would have had a chance to reflect on the $3,000 that he just spent, and he obviously did and decided that was well worth it.
That was worth $3,000.
Picked up the phone again and called him up for another appointment so he could continue to fondle the breasts at another $3,000 price point.
That would appear to be the case.
So if he'd done it once and then had buyer's remorse, I could sort of sympathize with him as a crazy old man, but at this point, he did it 10 times.
Well, the couple was jailed for a year.
Wow.
Yeah. And
that's not where I want my money going.
I don't know if they're jailed for the reason that they can't pay back the money, which I would suspect is the case. Well, what you've done is you've overcharged this man. Pay him his money back. Well, we don't have the money.
Yeah, right?
Money's gone. Well, you're going to jail. I mean, that seems like how that would go. But it just seems, I don't know, it's just so not taking responsibility for your actions.
It's just typical socialist
mentality.
I
bought things that I felt really bad about buying later, and you got to take responsibility for it.
It's that
nobody should go to jail for that.
And you should not turn to mommy government in order to try and get your money back on a mistake that you made. Live and learn and move on. More on the way. Speaking of money, we'll talk about the no new taxes pledge that some politicians have taken and how they've gotten around it. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
a toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. As you know, we give everything away on our site, live streams, archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, Wiki, and more. It's all for free. Those other talk shows, they want to get $5, $6, $7 a month out of you for their archives, and that's about all they really give you. They don't really give you many more features beyond that.
Yeah, just the archives.
We go all the way up front, and we ask that if you like what we're doing on the show, and you want to help Free Talk Live out, you want to help us get on more radio stations, promote the show to more new listeners, and thereby expose new people to the message of liberty and freedom, then we simply ask that you join the Amplifier program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we're asking you for $3 a month. You send us $3 a month. We take it in. We turn it around into to advertising for the show, promoting it to more stations, getting out more people's internet connections, and it's working. Over 285, I think around 280-something of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers, and it's making a huge difference for Free Talk Live and getting out the message of freedom. So if that's important to you and you want to get some perks like access to classic archives, access to the Amplifier-only call-in lines, and more, get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Did I mention it's only $3 a month? That's like half the price is what those other shows want,
mm-hmm.
And it's totally voluntary. Now then, one thing that
And we're already giving away what those shows are charging for.
Exactly. One thing that's certainly not voluntary is taxes. And our friends over at the Center for Small Government, centerforsmallgovernment.com, and their recent newsletter were expounding upon why it is that the No New Taxes pledge means higher taxes. Certainly, we've heard of politicians taking pledges like this before. They're going to focus on a particular Massachusetts-based politician here in a moment, and we're going to get to the details here. But we're going to find out how slimy these politicians, one example of how slimy these politicians are. They tell you up front, no new taxes, I promise. But is it really true? We'll explore in a moment. But first, we go to the phones, and Zach in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, hi.
Hey, Zach.
I don't know if you guys are fans of Alex Jones, if you follow what he talks about.
No, not a fan, but he's on our network. What about him?
Well, I listen pretty frequently, and he paints a pretty a dark picture of the current situation, and you know, between FEMA camps and you know, government terrorism. I don't know if you buy into that perspective. But all that aside, you know, between the probable invasion of Iran and the situation in the Middle East, you know, it's not fear, but it's a heavy burden to carry those things on your mind consistently. And I was wondering how dire you feel the situation is personally?
It's very dire. That's why we've moved to the free state. I mean, we've gone 1,500 miles from Florida to New Hampshire in search of more freedom to join the burgeoning Free State Project movement here in New Hampshire and fight the Second American Revolution. I would say that that means we take it pretty seriously.
But do you fear for your personal well-being and those of
There's no point in people around you. There's no point in fearing for those sorts of things. I mean, what good would being fearful about that?
Not fear in that sense, but fear as in a very pressing, immediate concern. Because it's just personally. I mean, regardless of how you look at things, it's just a matter of waiting for the other shoe to drop. It feels like.
Yeah. I think that we are growing into a police state, and that certainly Alex Jones would agree with me on that. I don't know if I agree for the same reasons that he may, but I think that, we think that a lot of the same things are happening. I certainly think there's a very good chance we can invade Iran this year, too. But I don't feel fear for what may be happening. I'm concerned.
I'm angry.
Angry. I see the country that I love turning into something that I never thought it could be.
And I want to do something about it. And that's why we came here.
And I think that there's I don't think a lot of people do anything about it. And I think the Free State Project is one of the few things that one can do about it.
Talk is cheap. Moving across the country is not. Does it make sense?
Yes. Well,
are you afraid, Zach?
No, but I'm sorry I used that word.
That's the wrong word.
But
okay.
In the sense of, a lot of people I talk to feel very powerless. They say, I know all these things. I'm convinced. I want to do something. I'm trying to do something. But besides just telling other people and spreading the word and trying to get other people excited,
I
don't know what I can do.
Let me analyze this for you, because here's why I believe that you're encountering this. The people you're talking to are probably also people that have come across the conspiracy theory movement, right?
Well, I mean, I have friends who are anarchists who don't really necessarily buy into that one way or the other. I have friends who are evangelical Christians who are having to fight themselves to try and believe that it isn't the end times and stuff like that.
A lot of the people that that are adherents to the so-called 9/11 truth and the other conspiracy theories out there, the NWO, the New World Order, this cabal of ultra elite rich people controlling the world. These people feel hopeless because they've come across this information that they believe to be true, that all these elite people are in control and trying to take over the world, and they feel like it's the end of the world, and they feel hopeless because that's what they've been told to believe. They've been told that this is a hopeless situation. They've been told it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how many videos that you show people. It doesn't matter who you talk to. These people are the elites. They're in control, and they're going to rule the world. And so they're paralyzed by their fear, and they do nothing about it. Or at most, they show people some videos and talk about how the NWO is going to kill everybody, and they're crazy theories. And it's just a waste of time. They've been paralyzed with fear, and they're not worth they're people that aren't worth hanging around. I think I am disappointed by them. I think they could be so much more. They could do so much more, but they're just frightened, and it's sad.
Well, the impression that, the impression I get aside, the message that, comes from Alex Jones is that we are having victories, we're on the verge of, breaking through, and the putting forth of this message and the spreading of awareness.
Breaking through what?
A majority of people, but breaking the weapon of government-sponsored terrorism before the people who wield it.
How is that that you're going to break that exactly? I don't understand.
By robbing it of its power, by making it understood to all relevant people that, when a terrorist attack is carried out by your own government, that if you understand how the system works, the Hegelian dialectic, whatever, then it loses its effect. And
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, they're as successful as they possibly could have been with this whole 9/11 thing, right? I mean, they've got what they wanted.
No, what they've said they want is for the people responsible to be taken to justice.
No,
and
they don't want that.
Who's they? I think we're getting confused. Who's they?
Well, people who believe in the 9/11 truth movement. I mean, you can't
see,
love everybody
the problem.
In the same bed.
I've actually got an email about this. We'll read probably sometime this week about how you're
the
asking the government.
The collective of evil people is successful. They won. I mean, there's no turning that crap around.
And you're asking the government to investigate itself and bring itself up on charges? I mean, it's never going to happen, my man. It's just a fantasy. And why?
Well,
that's
not what I suggested.
That's what they want. They want an international tribunal or something like that of government people. And presumably, if it's really true that there's this big grand conspiracy and the NWO is in charge of the world, then what makes you think that this international tribunal is not going to be sold out?
And why hasn't the NWO killed Alex Jones?
Well, because that would just give him more credibility than he could ever acquire on his own.
No, he'd be dead.
No, he'd be a martyr.
He'd be a martyr, but then he would only have been talking about other nonsense. I mean, he is a bright light in this whole truth seeking truth situation. I think if there's really an NWO, they would have taken care of a guy that was shining the light on them or silenced him and somehow paid him a really great deal of money in order to change his opinion.
Well, barring him selling his soul for cash,
yeah,
I think the greatest thing they can do to prevent his success is to ignore him, which is
why can't they plant a chip in his brain? I mean, doesn't he believe that? Don't people of that sort of ilk believe?
Why
that
can't they
the government's
him?
Controlling
Let's
the weather, creating hurricanes? I mean, can't they just put a chip in his brain and run him like a remote control robot?
I'm getting a conspiracy theorist ad hominem, bigotry vibe from you guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, he is making fun. I mean, to be fair, but why not just kill? Let's keep it simple. Why not just kill him?
Because it's more effective to ignore him than
no,
to
it's not.
Put him
I think,
on the map.
I think you're absolutely
no,
wrong.
He's
there.
Had 10 years to grow his show and to make it more popular and to sell more videos and to promote his ideas. If I was in charge of this grand conspiracy, I would have had him wiped out as soon as I found out about his show.
Well,
you could still wipe him out tomorrow, and then all of his followers would get freaked out because then they'd realize the conspiracy was true, but then they'd want to go underground because they wouldn't want to be next. Who would want to pop up their own head and take over the reins of his show? Who would want to step into that the limelight at that point and risk death? I think you're underestimating. I mean, if it was really true, what could happen?
Overestimating.
Thanks for the call, man. We'll be back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.